Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a 2-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you.
Kathy Betts started cycling for charity in 1996 for one of the large cancer foundations. Shortly after that, her mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. Wanting to do something to help her mom and the community, Kathy started Bike for Breast Cancer, an organization where all the money stays local and helps people in the community. How are you today, Kathy?
Great. How are you, Mel?
Excellent. Well, I love your organization. As you know, I've participated in it the last couple years, and I wanted to know, why you started it, first of all.
Well, this was actually started as a dream, just to bicycle cross country. As I grew a little bit older, which at the time I was only 28, but I didn't realize that the things happen early on in age as well, that women's issues were, health issues were a very huge concern for a lot of people. And obviously with being a mother, I had my kids to think about as well. So I decided to do this for breast cancer and dedicate it to breast cancer, and actually worked for a road for the Komen Foundation.
How long
and
ago was that?
This was in 1996,
okay.
And I raised close to $25,000 on that 29-day trip. It was a great trip.
Excellent. So you went from doing the Komen ride, and then you wanted to do something else? Or what brought it from the Komen ride to Bike for Breast Cancer?
As I said, I had done it for the Komen Foundation, and within 6 months of my return of the cross-country ride, my mother ended up being diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
So I returned in September, and in February I received that dreaded phone call that she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And the ironic thing about it was that she was traveling in an RV at approximately 15 miles an hour for 3,000 miles, just following me and taking care of me. So
wow.
It was kind of nice to be able to return the favor.
It's so amazing, the stories of irony like that. Like, you know, your breast cancer, Bike for Breast Cancer experience has touched a lot of people, but it basically started off with you just doing something and then your mother gets diagnosed.
Yeah, it was rather ironic. Prior to my bicycle ride, I did not know anyone with breast cancer. I didn't think I did. Of course, upon realizing that my mother had been diagnosed with breast cancer and had breast cancer, I soon come to in contact with a lot more individuals and even more relatives that I didn't even know of that had had breast cancer and were survivors as well. So it really had touched my life. However, I was unaware of it. And that was part of the experience, was learning and becoming aware of just how many people are affected. Even when you don't realize it, that there are people in your family that are being diagnosed and touched with this disease.
Right. Now, you started Bike for Breast Cancer in 1996, right after the Komen ride?
No, by the time we did all the red tape and so on and so forth, it was 2001 when the actual organization was officially established. It was established in Bel Air, Maryland.
Okay.
And that's where our home base is. That's where the Bike for Breast Cancer is. We currently have three pink ribbon rides, one close to Bel Air, Maryland, which is just north of Baltimore. We have our very first one coming up in Detroit in October. And, of course, we have the one in northern Michigan, which is run by Sue Morris.
Right.
And we just recently had her eighth one in June.
Right. I was a participant in that, and I just love that ride because, for one, it's not competitive. You know, so you don't have to worry about, you go out there and raise money, and you don't have to worry about racing somebody or competing. And I think it makes the ride a lot more enjoyable, not worrying about, oh, I have to beat this person.
Exactly. You know, it is really about involving the family and focusing on health and wellness and self-accountability for your own health. And, you know, cycling is a great way to get outside. It's a great way to get healthy. It's a great thing to do with your family. And, you know, the organization, the pink ribbon rides, each pink ribbon ride that's held in its community, all of the proceeds stay within the community that the funds are raised. And that was something that I personally wanted, because every community is just a little bit different and
right.
has different needs. And there is a lot of effort going into research. Mm-hmm. I just really wanted to be able to touch people on a grassroots level. And that's what Bike for Breast Cancer is founded on. And individuals like Sue Morris, it's just done for the community of Charlevoix.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people who want to donate, they like donating to the larger organizations like Komen and the American Cancer Society, but they also like to see, like for Bike for Breast Cancer, where that money goes, where we can say, oh, it goes to this hospital and it'll help out in this way. Whereas for a larger organization, they may be a little, you know, all these other organizations give out the information of where their money goes, but at least they can say, hey, you know what, that helped out my neighbor who needed a mammogram and couldn't afford it.
Exactly. And those are some of the services we like to deliver. And I, like I said, Bike for Breast Cancer, the organization, allows each Pink Ribbon ride to do whatever best suits their community. And, you know, it's your neighbors, it's your mom, it's your sisters, it's your daughters. Right. You don't know who it's going to be, but it's going to be somebody that's close to you. And you know that your proceeds and your efforts and your energy is going back into your community to help those individuals.
It doesn't just affect women. It also affects men as well, breast cancer. As far as,
yes,
it's a low percentage of men getting breast cancer, but I actually met a male breast cancer survivor at a retreat I was on recently.
Yes, it does affect men. I mean, nobody's exempt from this disease. It does affect men. And I think, you know, the one thing that their fatality rate is probably a little bit higher just because it's not considered a man's disease. So nobody would even think of that. But,
right,
you know, I also met a male breast cancer survivor out in Colorado when I was bicycling cross country. And, you know, he was a slender guy. He was a fit guy. You never, ever, ever would have guessed. And, you know, and he was like, you know what, we have breasts too just because we're men, you know, but men or people don't think that men, you know, they have, you know, they can be a little on the clueless side. So, you know, it's something that they have to think about too, you know.
Right. It's all about awareness as far as that goes.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
When you started your first Pink Ribbon ride in Maryland, how was the community's reaction to that? It must have been kind of slow going or just getting that started.
Yeah, you know, initially it's slow going, getting any kind of event like this going. You know, you're dealing with the entire community, with municipalities and the law enforcement, because obviously you want
right,
your cyclists to be safe, and you're dealing with the local hospitals and a variety of different groups and bicycle groups. But, you know, there's a core group that always comes together, and they understand the purpose, and they're dedicated and they're motivated. You have individuals, you know, like Charlevoix Hospital and Sue Morris, who just really want to create a great event and allow people to come and enjoy something, and it's for a great purpose. And some people come to bicycle, some people come to spend some time with their family, and other people, you know, they have an opportunity to raise more money other than just the registration fee.
Right.
And, you know, it's completely optional. And, you know, like I said, they know that their money and their proceeds will get returned back to their community, and that's, you know, something that they enjoy doing. So it's a way that they can enjoy the day and also help out their community.
And it is, especially for the one in Charlevoix that I participated in, it is a very much a family-orientated event. Because I noticed a lot of people, I mean, there were even young kids biking. And
yes,
I'm sure some of them biked more than the 7 miles that I biked, which I don't know how I feel about that. But apparently I have to get on the bike a little bit more. But, you know, it's just amazing that even these young kids who, when I was their age, I knew nothing about cancer. And now the awareness for breast cancer or any kind of cancer for that matter, you know, starts out very young. And unfortunately, the young people are touched because of their mothers or friends getting cancer. And it's just great
right,
to see the family involvement that way.
It is a good thing to see that cohesiveness. And when you broaden that circle and start involving the whole community, it makes it that much easier for the individual to get through something like that.
Right, exactly. And it's always good to have a good support system, like, you know, Bike for Breast Cancer is one of them, which I'll say a little background story about Bike for Breast Cancer. I got an email. I mean, not an email. I got a letter from Sue, who I didn't know when I was going through treatment, because I also do a radio talk show about wanting to participate in the Bike for Breast Cancer. And I really wanted to do it. I had just ironically bought a bike, I think, the summer before I was diagnosed, and I was too tired to go on even just a 7-mile bike ride. So I'd kept the envelope and I said, you know what, next year I'm going to go on this ride. Even if it's just the 7 miles, even if I can't make the 7 miles, I'm going to participate in this ride because it's for a good cause. You know, I'm all about the cause and helping out the community and helping out the cancer community. And it was something for me to really look forward to and focus on and keep myself going, you know, even if it's just a 7-mile ride.
It's wonderful to have a goal like that and to yes. have something to look forward to, especially when you're going through something that is just so out of sorts and it just doesn't allow you to think straight. So to have a vision sometimes and to get focused is a great way to heal many
right.
times.
And I feel that, you know, biking and the awareness that I raise and, you know, the money that's raised, I always feel if I do something, I do it because maybe someone else can't. Maybe there's another survivor who couldn't participate that day
right.
because they were too tired, or somebody who hasn't been yet diagnosed. Or that's
right.
that's the way I always look at any kind of event that I participate in. I'm not really doing it for me. I'm doing it for someone else.
Right. And, you know, and just, you know, your advocacy is, you know, it's a wonderful thing that you can do that, and it gives them something to look forward to and say, hey, I can do it too.
Right.
And, you know, so that's definitely a wonderful thing. I think we all need to help each other through all this stuff.
Exactly. So you have 3 rides right now. You said Maryland. You have one upcoming in Detroit. You said that's the first one in the Detroit area?
Yes, it's the very first one. It's down in Detroit, and the organizer there is expecting a great turnout.
Awesome.
So everybody can get on www.bikeforbreastcancer, and that's the numeral 4, bikeforbreastcancer.org. And if you go in there and you look under local events from the main menu, it'll bring up the 3 current events that we have this year. Of course, one was in June, so that's
right.
already passed. But the next one in Maryland in September and the one in October is in Detroit. So they can register online. They can create an optional donation page if they wish. They can certainly send a message to Mary Fady, the organizer, and wish her well. Anything that anybody can do to help out would be wonderful.
Now, I'm hoping that other people will hear this and say, Bike for Breast Cancer, what a great idea. Your ultimate goal is to have Bike for Breast Cancer all across the country, correct?
Yes, we would absolutely love to have a number of bicycle rides throughout the country and even eventually throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll start right here in the United States. And,
right.
You know, we'd like to have one or two in each state and, you know, far enough away so everybody can enjoy it and we're not getting in the way of each other. You know, just something that's a wonderful day for the family to be involved, and it's for a great cause, and we can all wear our pink ribbons and
yes.
just be happy that, you know, we have our survivors with us and memorialize those that, you know, were less fortunate.
Right. Now, we were talking about Sue Morris, who did the Charlevoix MA County Bike for Breast Cancer Pink Ribbon Ride. That's a mouthful right there.
Yeah.
she organized this basically for her friend who passed away and didn't get a chance to bike ride. And now we were talking before the show, she's winning an award tomorrow.
Yes, I was just recently contacted by a local individual there up in East Jordan. And she is going to be the 2010 Community Health Champion of Charlevoix County. So if you see Sue walking down the street up there in Charlevoix, Boyne City, East Jordan, you know, just give her a great, great big thank you and
yes.
possibly a hug. So
exactly, because I know
she is a wonderful person, and I know the community just, you know, is so thankful for her. I know we are at Bike for Breast Cancer.
Yes, definitely, because, I mean, without her, I think her organization is just, it's funny because she doesn't even ride a bike in the event, which I find
no,
funny.
No, she doesn't. But she, you know, she lost a very good friend,
yes.
and she made a promise to that friend. And I think, you know, one of the most wonderful gifts you can give to a friend is to live their dream through you.
Exactly.
So, and she is doing that because this was Kathy McDonald's dream,
mm-hmm.
and she has been so successful and such a blessing. You know, she truly is an angel on earth, and we are fortunate to have Sue with us.
Yes.
And I know she just recently lost another friend, so she continues to fight the good fight
yes.
and does it well.
So, and you also have a Facebook page, correct?
Yes, Bike for Breast Cancer has a Facebook page, and then, of course, each individual Pink Ribbon Ride has their own Facebook page. It's Bike for Breast Cancer, and you can obviously, I guess, reroute off of each. I don't know all the technical terms.
Right, exactly.
Thing. But you can find each Pink Ribbon ride on Facebook through the Bike for Breast Cancer Facebook page, as well as going to www.bikeforbreastcancer.org.
And if people have questions for you specifically, do they contact you via that website, or how do they do that?
Well, actually, all the contact page forms are currently going to the president, which is Bob Buchanan. But, you know, if you just ask him to forward it on to me, I love receiving the email, and I love hearing success stories, and I listen to the other stories because they're very important and they're very inspiring, and they just keep the whole organization going by keeping things worthy and positive, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. And you'll have to tell me when the other states will start getting pink ribbon rides because of my podcast here.
Okay, most definitely. We're looking at a couple different states. You know, it's an all-volunteer force, and we
right.
donate over 85% of our proceeds go back into their community. So it's a very high percentage, and, you know, like I said, it's an all-volunteer force, and I have the best individuals, I don't want to say working, volunteering and doing a great job.
Well, it is work. It is
work.
A lot of work, yeah. But it's a lot of fun, especially when it's going to such a great cause.
Yes,
that.
It is.
And like I said, it's a family atmosphere. I see smiling faces and people riding their bike and, you know, going out on the ride and coming back and just saying how great of a time they've had.
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't spent a lot of time up in northern Michigan, but what I have, I mean, it is just pristine up there, and it
yes.
is beautiful, and the people are great.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had a negative experience up there, and I plan on having a few more, so... I look forward to joining you guys for next year, 2011 Pink Ribbon Ride.
Yes, and I think we're heading down to the one in October, Sue and I, and
yes.
I think she's making me put my bike in her car so I can do the ride. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced just yet, but because I kind of want to see.
I think you should, and I plan on flying my pink bike up there to ride. So that is the goal. I always have that goal. However, I do have a job that
right.
pays for my extracurricular activity being Bike for Breast Cancer. So sometimes that gets in the way. However, I do my absolute best. So that is my goal and my plan.
I do too. I have a job as well that pays for my advocacy thing. So it's always like, okay, it's October, so I might be a little busy since it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Yeah, so people can get a hold of you at bike4breastcancer.org. Check out the Facebook page. There's Facebook pages for the individual Bike for Breast Cancers. And if you want to get a hold of Kathy or Bob and start your own Bike for Breast Cancer, you can do so by going to that website. Because like I said, it is a great cause. It helps out your local community, which, you know, a lot of the organizations do. But this one you can actually see, you know, where the money goes, and it helps your friends and neighbors. And that's just incredible.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Hold on. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is The Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because I am a Facebook junkie, Mel Majoros. Become a fan of The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com on Facebook. Check out my blog, The Cancer Warrior. blogspot.com. And you know what? Life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.